pages of ancient history, there is a chapter that resonates strongly to this day, the plagues of Egypt. These extraordinary events, narrated in the Book of Exodus in the Bible, have captivated the imagination and curiosity of entire generations, leaving an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of humanity. Join us on a journey to the heart of ancient Egypt, where the land and the people were shaken by a series of catastrophic disasters, each more astonishing than the last. The plagues of Egypt are one of the most dramatic and memorable episodes of biblical history. They are found in the Book of Exodus, which narrates the liberation of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, under the leadership of Moses, the prophet and lawmaker chosen by God. The historical and biblical context of the plagues is situated in the second millennium before Christ, during the reign of Pharaoh Ramses II, who ruled a powerful and oppressive empire. The Israelites were descendants of Jacob, also called Israel, the son of Isaac and grandson of Abraham, the father of faith. God had promised Abraham that he would make his descendants a great nation and that he would give him the land of Canaan as an inheritance. However, due to a famine, Jacob's sons moved to Egypt, where they were warmly welcomed by the then Pharaoh, who was a relative of Joseph, one of Jacob's sons. Over time, the Israelites multiplied and became a threat to the Egyptians, who subjected them to harsh servitude and imposed a decree to kill all the male children who were born. It was in this context that Moses was born, who was saved by the daughter of Pharaoh and raised as an Egyptian prince. However, when he grew up, he identified with his people and killed an Egyptian who was mistreating an Israelite. Fearing the Pharaoh's revenge, Moses fled to the desert of Midian, where he married Zipporah, the daughter of a Midianite priest. There, God appeared to him in a burning bush and entrusted him with the mission to free his people from Egypt. Moses, with his brother Aaron's help, approached the Pharaoh and demanded he let the Israelites go to worship God in the desert. The Pharaoh refused and hardened his heart, defying God's power and provoking his wrath. It was then that God sent the 10 plagues upon Egypt as a way to punish Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt and demonstrate his sovereignty and his love for his people. Each plague was a display of divine power that challenged and defeated the false Egyptian gods who represented the forces of nature and life. The plagues were also an opportunity for Pharaoh to repent and acknowledge God as the one Lord, but he persisted and resisted until the end, causing more suffering to his people and himself. The plagues of Egypt bear witness to God's faithfulness to his promises, the liberation of his people from oppression, and the revelation of his glory to the nations. They also teach us today, inviting us to reflect on God's judgment, obedience to his will, and the hope of his salvation. The 10 plagues sent by God upon Egypt were as follows. The blood in the Nile River. God turned the water of the Nile River into blood, killing fish and causing a foul smell. The Nile River was the source of life and fertility for Egypt, and it was also symbolic of the god Hapi. This plague showed that God had control over water and life, and that he could take them away as he wished. The frogs. God made the river Nile fill up with frogs, which invaded the Egyptians' houses, ovens, and beds. Frogs were sacred in Egypt and represented the goddess Heket, the goddess of fertility and childbirth. This plague showed that God could use the very creatures Egyptians worshipped to punish and humble them. The lice. God made the dust of the earth turn into lice, which infested men and animals. Lice were a disgusting and shameful plague that affected the hygiene and dignity of the Egyptians. This plague also challenged the god Geb, the god of the earth, and Thoth, the god of wisdom and writing, whose priests were to keep themselves clean and shaved. The flies. God sent swarms of poisonous flies upon Egypt, which caused havoc and disease. The flies were an annoying and dangerous plague that could transmit infections and contaminate food. This plague also attacked Ra, the sun god, and Khonsu, the moon god, who were represented by winged insects. The cattle plague. God made a deadly plague fall upon the cattle of Egypt, which died en masse. Cattle were a source of wealth and food for the Egyptians and were also associated with various gods, such as Hathor, the cow goddess, Apis, the sacred bull, and Osiris, the god of resurrection, who took the form of a bull. This plague revealed that God could destroy Egypt's economy and religion with a single blow. The boils. God made Aaron take ashes from the furnace and scatter them over the sky, and they became boils that erupted on the skin of men and animals. Boils were a painful and disfiguring plague which hindered movement and worship. This plague also affected Imhotep, the god of medicine and healing, and Serapis, the god of protection, who could not heal the Egyptians. The hail. God made a rain of hail and fire fall upon Egypt, which destroyed crops and trees. The hail was a devastating and terrifying plague that ruined agriculture and nature. This plague also defied Nut, the god of the sky, and Seth, the god of storm, who could not stop the fury of God. The locust. God made a wind blow, that east wind, that brought a plague of locusts on Egypt, devouring what remained of the plants and fruits. The locust was a hungry and voracious plague that consumed all the vegetation and food. This plague also attacked the god Anubis, the god of death and mummification, and the goddess Nephthys, the goddess of nature, who could not preserve the life of Egypt. Darkness. God made a dense darkness cover all of Egypt for 3 days, which impaired vision and activity. The darkness was an isolating and distressing plague, causing fear and confusion. This plague also challenged the god Amon, the hidden god, and the god Atum, the creator god, who could not light up Egypt. The death of the firstborn. God caused all the firstborn of Egypt to die at midnight, from the Pharaoh's son to the son of the slave and the firstborn of the animals. The death of the firstborn was the most terrible and painful plague, causing great weeping and lamentation in Egypt. This plague also challenged the god Horus, the falcon god and son of Osiris, and the goddess Isis, the mother goddess and wife of Osiris, who could not protect Egypt's children. These were the 10 plagues that God sent upon Egypt as a way to liberate his people and to display his power and justice. Each plague had a purpose and a theological meaning. Purpose and theological meaning. The plagues of Egypt were not just arbitrary or capricious punishments from God, but had a deep theological purpose and meaning. We can identify at least 3 primary aspects: God's judgment on the Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt. The plagues were a way of showing that the Pharaoh was not the master of life and death, but was under the dominion of God, the only Lord. The Pharaoh believed he was a god and refused to recognize God's authority over him and his people. Therefore, God confronted and humiliated him, showing that their gods were false and powerless, and that he was the true God, the creator and the judge of all things. Each plague was a defeat of an Egyptian god, representing an aspect of life and nature that God controlled. Thus, God took away from Pharaoh and the Egyptians all that they trusted and worshipped, showing them that only he deserved glory and worship, God's liberation of his people from slavery. The plagues were a way of showing that God loved his people and was willing to intervene in history to save them from oppression. God heard the cry of the Israelites and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, God sent Moses as his messenger and his instrument to liberate his people from Egypt. Each plague was a sign that God was acting on behalf of his people and was fulfilling his promise to give them a land and a nation. Thus, God gave the people of Israel the opportunity to leave Egypt and follow him in the desert, where he gave them his law and his presence. God's revelation to the nations of his power and his name. The plagues were a way of showing that God was not only the God of Israel, but the God of the entire earth and all peoples. God wanted Pharaoh and the Egyptians to know that he was the Lord and that there was none like him. He also wanted the other nations to learn what he had done in Egypt and to recognize his greatness and majesty. Each plague was a manifestation that God was the sovereign of history and nature, and that he had the power to perform wonders and miracles. Thus, God made himself known to the nations as the living and true God, the God of salvation and judgment. These were the purposes and theological meanings of the plagues of Egypt, which reveal the character and work of God in history. Next, we will look at the consequences and lessons of the plagues for us today. The plagues of Egypt had consequences for both the Egyptians and the Israelites, and also left lessons for us today. Let's look at some of them. For the Egyptians, the plagues were a traumatic and painful experience, causing material, emotional, and spiritual losses. The Egyptians suffered the destruction of their economy, environment, health, and security. They also suffered the death of their loved ones, especially their children, causing them great mourning and despair. Moreover, they suffered the humiliation of their gods, who were defeated and exposed as false and powerless. The Egyptians had to face the reality that their Pharaoh was not a god, but a stubborn and cruel tyrant who led them to ruin and disaster. The Egyptians had the opportunity to recognize the true God and to repent of their idolatry and oppression, but the majority did not, and hardened in their rebellion and disbelief. The Egyptians teach us the consequences of resisting God and rejecting his grace. For the Israelites, the plagues were a liberating and hopeful experience, giving them the opportunity to leave slavery and enter freedom. The Israelites saw the hand of God acting in their favor and heard his voice calling them to follow him. The Israelites received God's protection and provision, which preserved them from the plagues and gave them the resources for their journey. They also received God's revelation and instruction, which showed them his name and his law, and gave them his covenant and his presence. The Israelites had to obey God and Moses and trust in his power and his promise. The Israelites teach us the importance of following God and accepting his salvation. For us today, the plagues are a spiritual and moral teaching, inviting us to reflect on our relationship with God and the world. The plagues show us that God is the sovereign of history and nature, and he has the power to judge and to save. The plagues remind us that God is faithful to his promises and his people, and that he wants to free us from the slavery of sin and death. The plagues challenge us to recognize God as the only Lord and to worship him with all our being. They call us to obey God and his will and to follow him with faith and love. The plagues encourage us to hope in God and in his plan and to trust in his grace and mercy. In conclusion, the plagues of Egypt represent a historical and religious phenomenon that has fascinated humanity for millennia. Beyond being mere narratives of natural disasters, these have been interpreted as manifestations of divine power intended to free the people of Israel from Egyptian oppression and establish God's sovereignty over the earth. Throughout history, the plagues of Egypt have served as a powerful reminder of the importance of justice, faith, and liberation. They challenge us to reflect on universal themes, such as the nature of power, human responsibility, and the relationship between the divine and the human. As we contemplate these ancient narratives, we can find inspiration and teachings that remain relevant in our modern lives. They remind us of the importance of fighting for justice, of standing firm in our faith, and recognizing the power of the divine in the world around us. May the plagues of Egypt continue to resonate in our minds and hearts as a reminder of the strength and wisdom that transcend time and space. May they inspire us to seek freedom, justice, and truth in our own lives and in the world we share. Subscribe for more historical explorations and introspective reflections. Continue your journey towards knowledge and understanding.